Are you eating rice cakes?
Yeah, finishing my last one.
I love it. I love it. No, you got to keep eating them. You got to keep save a couple for when we're actually like. What's going on?
Not a lot, bruv. My headphones aren't working. Actually, talk for me.
I can hear you. Oh, your headphones. No, I can't hear you anymore. Say, I can't hear you. I can't hear you anymore. You're pulling a Paul Lozon. What's going on?
Can you hear me now?
I got you now, yeah.
That's weird, because you're not coming out of my headphones, but I was hoping you'd come out of my headphones, but you're not.
Can you hear me? I'm coming out of your computer.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah, but I'm not coming through your headphones.
No.
Why are you wearing them then?
Trying to change that.
Hit the volume button, and then you can adjust where the volume's
coming. Yeah. Oh, that's the one.
Now you got it?
Done it, mate. Done it. Fucking computer whiz.
Do you see something different?
New t-shirt, Team Fork.
What do you think?
Well, let me read it first. I proudly declare that I eat my chicken and rice with a fork. Those who use a spoon are a little weird. I thought you was a spoon guy.
No, I'm a fork guy.
Oh, fuck. I got it wrong.
Are you a spoon guy?
It depends on the chicken. Because I've got chicken mince at the minute, so it's fucking pain in the ass if you use a...
Yeah, that's different, so, though.
Yeah, listen, you've got... It depends. Normal chicken, yeah, fork, because you've got to stab it. If you've got, like, breasts sliced up... Yeah.
Okay, so this is the debate. Everybody... I'm surprised at the amount of people that use a spoon. Mm. So, obviously, if it's ground beef or ground chicken, and like you say, mince, spoon is acceptable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you're just... If you have chicken breast that's cut up already in, like, little cubes...
Yeah, then you should probably use a fork. You should probably kebab skewer it.
That's what I think. But then people say you can't scoop the rice, but I have no problem scooping my rice with a fork.
To be fair, I do often lose a little bit of casual. Like there's a few casualties of rice when I use the fork left in there. There is. There's always a few just skimming around the bottom. Whereas obviously, yeah, with spoon, I actually find that what I do, if that happens, I'll flip the fucking the fork round and use the bottom end where it's wide and flat to scoop the rice out. So it works.
Give me 1 second. I got a guest coming on. I'm trying to get his email.
Is it a surprise?
It's a surprise.
Surprise, fuck face. I wonder who it is. I have no idea. Just if anyone's watching and thinks I do, I don't.
Guess.
Clueless.
Take a guess.
Big Paul, but you've got his email already, so. No, Nathan's here. See,
yeah, but that's not the surprise.
Oh,
Nathan's just a normal guest now.
Nathan's here now. I know that's why I was a bit like I was underwhelmed. Then did you notice that? I didn't really
underwhelmed.
I didn't really know. I was expecting
Nathan. I told James that we have a surprise guest coming on.
My special face.
Yeah, and I said it's not Nathan. Nathan's just part of the gang now.
I got no clue who's the guest. Is it someone that we already do? You just do stuff with.
I'll give you a hint. He's white.
How white?
I know.
Like, 'cause there's different levels, isn't it?
He's pretty white. He's pretty white. He's the same white. I think he's the same whiteness as you.
I wish it was Jay Cutler, but it's not.
Jay's got a tan though. Jay's not white white.
Yeah, but he's pretty white. He's
like your level of white is probably the highest.
No. There's some.
Who's higher than you in whiteness?
Evan Centipani.
You're the same whiteness as Evan.
I think Evan's whiter than me.
Branch is white.
Branch is pretty white.
Branch is pretty white.
I reckon Evan tans really well because he's Italian, but he is white. He is very pale when he's not tanned.
1 second. John Jewett's white.
John's pasty.
Yeah, he's pretty white.
He's pasty.
1 second, let's see.
Spending like 10 minutes discussing who's the whitest.
Well, it's important. We're trying to describe the guest that I have coming on. You still haven't guessed who it is.
How old? Oh, shade.
He's younger.
Younger than you or younger than us?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
everyone's younger than me. Hey, man, what's your email? Hey. I dropped you an email. Did you get it?
Which one did you send it to?
I can't say the name because I'm trying to get everybody to
guess.
It's
Hunter. It's Hunter. I know his voice.
I sent it to Gmail.
Okay.
I know that voice.
Okay. Let me check.
He's pretty white.
Yeah, it's your name at gmail.com.
Got it. I'll be on in
10 seconds. Okay, bye.
I know that fucking voice.
You guessed it. How the fuck did you guess it?
Straight away.
Because his voice is very...
Do you get the Texas accent?
Very steep, but soft as well. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like lazy. Yeah, man. Hey, he
is rich. He's got pretty chill.
Like lazy. Voice. Lazy. You can speak lazy?
Yeah, it's like, you know, hey, man, what are you doing?
Like no enthusiasm.
Yeah, he's not excited. Yeah, I guess I'll do the podcast. Okay. What's going on, Nathan? How are you?
Not much, buddy. Just literally just rushed back from the gym. Just relaxing, packing my suitcase, getting ready to leave.
I just got your day in the life video today that we shot.
You like it?
Dude, you don't give a shit about anything. You just say whatever the fuck you want.
It's life, bro. Fuck it. Love me or hate me, I don't give a fuck.
It's a good video, man. I like it. So you're leaving for Kuwait?
Yeah, I was going to leave today, but then I woke up 2 days ago with this fucking huge bug eye, like a big massive infection on my face.
Can't see it. Oh, okay. Yeah. A little bit of sty there. Isn't that called a sty or something like that?
Yeah, sty. Every summer, I suffer with them.
Get it, don't you? You've had it before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had like 4 operations, but I don't want to be going to Kuwait and letting them guys fuck with my face, my eye, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty, so my body don't give a fuck, but my face and my face.
You might come back with one eye.
That's what I'm saying. So I'd rather stay here until this is healed. But hopefully Monday, we fly out Monday morning.
You're not going to have any kind of restrictions?
Yeah, but it's Kuwait. You know, you can do what the fuck you like.
No. I don't mean that. I mean like the COVID shit. Like the UK is not to stop.
No, because I actually got to. So you're in Kuwait now. You actually need a visa. You used to be able to just get a visa at the airport. Now you have to apply to the government and basically have a job, as you would say. And it takes a while to get one. It took now 3 weeks to get a visa. So it's a bit of a pain in the ass, really.
So, one second, I'm just going to get Hunter on here. Since James already guessed it. What's up?
There we go. What's up?
Turn your phone for me.
Put you in my handy dandy tripod. Sorry, I'm see-through white. It is what it is, though, right?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious that you just said that, because I said to James, I said, can you guess who's coming on? And James asked me to give him a hint, so I said, he's white.
Literally.
And then James said, how white?
Yeah, I'm like one of the only people I think you can give James a run for his whiteness, right?
Yeah.
for
we're both like yeah, very degrees of said pink. That. We're not even white, like naked mole rat status.
I'll buy
He's that, at least bro. Got like a little bit more like body hair than I do, so it makes him look a little more tan. But like, yeah, no, we're about as translucent as it gets, man.
James has like a reddish hue to him. So it's like
absolutely. You can always tell like the whitest of the white people, like myself and like some ginger people and stuff, whenever they're like super duper pumped and get a little leaner,
they'll get
like those circulation spots. I'm sure you get them, right, James? Like purple spots all over you.
Purple one there. Yeah, I've seen your triceps go red and then purple in my back always.
is that a good thing or a bad thing for bodybuilding?
I think it's good.
Does it look good?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Hey, I mean, the 8 layers of tan that James and I have to wear hide the spots on stage, so it's all good, right?
That's where I envy my black mates when we're fucking competing. I get really pissed off with how much fucking tan I've done. I would love to one day just be able to rock on stage and have one little touch-up. That'd be so nice.
But that's not true. I don't think, Nathan could correct me, but I was surprised at how much tan black guys actually put on.
I do, yeah. I do like 3 coats. And then a show coat. Yeah, they throw 4 coats fully.
That's still a lot, man. Most people would think, oh, you're black. You probably just walk on stage.
Yeah, but Nathan's like caramel, isn't he? He's not fucking like...
I'm sexy black. I'm not like black like Akeem.
Yeah, like... Because I know that, like, say, Samson don't have to put on 3 coats, bro. Come on.
Did you say...
Samson's charcoal, bro.
Did you say Nathan's caramel? Is that what you said?
Yeah, caramel.
That's it.
He's like milk chocolate. He's not dark chocolate. It's
like exactly. So he needs a little bit of touch up, a little bit of tan.
I'm sure I spoke to
Mark Hector or someone, and they literally just get a bit of sheen every day. Literally just get a sheen.
Yeah, just like
the sheen, bro, ready to go with baby oil. Let's go.
No way. I'm gonna ask Samson because he's darker, but their skin still has to look even, so they still have to color it.
Of course.
They're gonna have lighter spots than other spots, so they still have to do the tan.
Yeah, but I was wondering how much. I'm thinking like maybe one.
Max Charles doesn't do no tan.
Max just gets a bit of water from the tap.
Max barely even shaves.
Yeah. Max seems like he doesn't give a shit though.
He doesn't.
He would go on stage in his Timberlands if he could.
Dude, that is honestly one thing I noticed at the Olympia. As funny as that sounds.
What's that?
Like so many people, like it looked like they didn't really even shave. Like it blew my mind. Because both pro shows I did last year, it was my first two pro shows, obviously. Like it blew my mind, like how many people were like not like completely unshaven, but like, yeah. I mean, they definitely didn't look like they had shaved either. It was just like weird to me to miss something like that.
Go ahead, James.
I've seen a few groins.
No, I actually learned later on in my career that I could just trim. Like, you know, if you trim with like a trimmer with no guard on it.
Yeah, you're not a hairy guy, are you?
Oh, I am. I am. Oh, but yeah. What I noticed was when I shaved.
You see this guy's cheeks? Your eyeballs would be hairy.
It would go all the way up here.
That's what I'm saying.
To be fair. I've seen when he lets it go a bit wild. It does go a bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I noticed when I shave, my skin actually would hold water because you're irritating the skin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I noticed that when I trimmed with no guard, it got the hair short enough but didn't irritate my skin.
I just
Who's up? Say something. You guys are all talking to him.
I just Vite. Just put a bit of Vite on it and just wash it up.
Oh, like the Nair stuff.
Yeah. Hair removal. Just get a can, spray it on, 5 minutes, and just rinse it off. Don't rinse it off in your shower. Go to a gym and do it.
But you're not hairy.
Whatever y'all do, for the love of God, for those of y'all listening, don't let the first time you try whatever method you be like 4 days before your show. Yeah. That looks terrible when you see people who've never shaved with a razor before and use it, and then they just look like one like big broken out mess when in reality they just shaved.
Yeah. And you don't, I wouldn't ever make the mistake of putting Nair in your butt crack either. That's not a good idea.
It burns a little.
Yeah, fuck that.
I did that once. It was a fucking bad idea.
But bumhole, elbows, cock.
Under your tits.
Yeah, cock as well. Yeah, if you get it on your balls or cock. Because what I used to do is, I'm like Nathan, I just slam a load of Nair on or Veet, whatever, and then I would actually jump in the bath after.
But I do. I'm just lazy.
It goes into the bath, doesn't it? And then it burns everything.
But I've learned, bro. I just do it not in my bath, in someone else's shower, and just leave that.
Y'all are living in 3021. I need to get on that game.
So Nathan, you're leaving for Kuwait. Your show is when? You don't know.
The 15th of August.
And that's Spain. I keep getting this fucking wrong. That was Spain, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's that, like 8 weeks? 8 weeks?
Yeah. So, what are we going to do when you're in Kuwait? I got to find a videographer for you out there.
Yeah, sure. It won't be too hard, you know. Might be all broken down English, but
you're going to have to help me look, because I want to get like
the same type of content.
Yeah, I want to make sure people can watch you kind of lead up to the show.
Yeah. I saw something with Badr or something.
Yeah.
You filmed before that, didn't you? You had some stuff. I saw some of your videos.
Yeah. The content now was good, though. The last one was good. They had a little stroll around the neighborhood, James, you know. Took them around the ends, bro. You know, the ghetto.
Hey, wait a minute. Hunter, what are you eating with there? A spoon or a fork?
Dude, okay. So before I answer this question, I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Before you answer, you got to check out.
Holy shit, that's hilarious. I was about to say, I know spoon or fork's a thing, but I don't know which side you fall on without even looking at your shirt.
Then
I looked up and saw your shirt. So normally I would be team spoon, but I'm at destination in Dallas right now and forks. It was like a little teaspoon or a normal size fork. So It was Team Forte. I'm not about baby utensils. I eat too much food for baby utensils.
So, but normally you're a spoon guy.
Normally I am a spoon guy because normally I'm like the more I can get my food like mashed up and just evenly mixed, the better, so I can just shovel.
Yeah, baby food, basically.
Nathan, I think I asked you before. You said you were fork, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, I'm spoon.
So me and James are fork.
No, wait.
Oh, look at James going to change on me now. Look at this
shit. No. Wait. What did I say I'm eating currently? Chicken mince.
Well, so wait a minute. But I agreed with you. If you're eating ground beef or mince, whatever you call it in your country, then a spoon is required.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's why.
But if you're eating like cut up chicken in cubes.
Oh, no. See, spoon still. You just shovel it in. Just lean over and just throw it in.
What did Jay Cutler use? What did he used to use in his videos?
Is that the authority?
That is, isn't it? I'm pretty sure that in Ripped to Shreds and stuff like that, he was eating with a spoon, actually.
But I think
some instant replay going.
I think he just shovels in.
I think The Rock uses a fork.
Yeah, but The Rock's not as big in bodybuilding as Jay. Man. The Rock's great, but it's not Jay Cutler.
All right, let's see what we can find here. Let's see.
What Ronnie and Jay is the two that we need to know what they did.
Ronnie's spoon, right?
What's he? I can't see what he's using there. What's he?
Oh, no, Jay, come on, bro.
What's he using here? Can't tell.
Oh, fuck's sake! What is that Jay Cutler eating?
wait. That's a fork. That's a fork.
Yeah, so that's a fucking advert. That's not real.
Advert, yeah.
That's an advert for Muscle Tech.
No, I win, man. That's a fork.
That's not a real. That's not Jay eating a real meal. He didn't even eat that.
Okay, what's this?
that's a real meal.
That looks like a fork.
I don't know, man. He's got chips though. That's not normal.
I'm just gonna. You know what?
We gotta find shots of him like in his kitchen, man. Off season, Jay. That's in the comfort of his home.
Exactly. When he's not, there's no cameras on him. Like obviously there is a camera for that, but in the comfort of his own home.
James, you watch it every day. You should know what he uses.
I'm too busy looking at, I don't know what I'm looking at. Maybe I'm fucking a bit homo. I'm just looking at fucking Jay Cutler. I'm not even looking at what he's eating. Oops.
You call yourself a fan.
All right, let's see. What's this? I can't tell what that is.
He's only got like part of the utensils like showing itself.
It's like his big mitts for hands cover fucking half the utensil. Okay, what do we got here? Anything?
Nothing.
There's nothing, mate. This is going to be forever a question that floats and never gets answered.
We'll see if I can.
You have to wait all the way until you speak to Jay next. Please say his answers. This would be great.
Oh, look, he's balling now. Look, I've got Jay's number. Yo, Jay.
Yeah, just real quick, Jay. Do you use a spoon or fork to eat chicken or rice?
I use a fork always.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Bye.
I was just showing
off. Come on,
Colin.
Wow, he actually answered. Oh, fuck. And he's getting a haircut. I never answer if I'm in the barbers.
Well, that's Jay. That's why Jay's Jay, though.
Damn. We need to learn from Jay. We need to understand that if we want to lead this bodybuilding to a good new era, we need to.
So does this mean I win then? Jay uses a fork. It was your standard. You said Jay was the man.
Yeah. The only way we can combat that, the only card that trumps that is Coleman.
Yeah.
I don't have Coleman's number.
I know. Do you know what I mean? That's the only card that can trump that because he's the 8-time.
All right. Let's see if we can find one.
But I think he might have used a fork because he ate chips a lot.
Like, I remember when he was eating.
Yeah, he did, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I remember at Black Eyed Peas. Remember at Black Eyed Peas when he's eating.
Yeah, he's knocking all the fucking shit off the table,
flicking everything off with his fork. Yeah.
He didn't even give a fuck about the restaurant.
Yeah, that's a fork, isn't it? Yeah.
The videos of him eating the chicken like in his cop car when he was like actually wolfing his meals down.
That's a fork, bro. That's a fork, bro.
He's forkling. Coleman wins fork.
So basically, if you want to be the best in the world, you got to use a fork. That's what we're saying.
Fuck, I'm in the wrong.
That's what you guys are doing wrong. All right. Yes. So anyway, the new Team Fork, Team Spoon shirts come out this weekend, I think. I think this weekend. So anyway, you guys can grab those at hostile.com. Just a quick plug. Anyway, Hunter, your gym's open. How is it, man? Train your own gym.
It's so awesome.
Is it?
I've never been like one of those guys that's lived like around like one of those like really super awesome, like complete, you know, like famous gyms that has like everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
Like it's always been, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'll go to this gym to train this, that gym to train this. And I wish they had this, but I'll make do with that kind of deal. So it really is the first time in my life that I'm training out of a place that like literally I pick every single thing in the gym. I have exactly what I want, you know? So, you know, I know like probably like James is used to it because Kings is incredible. And, you know, yeah. Nathan's got his place. So he knows what I'm talking about too. Like makes a big difference. It was funny. I was talking about it with Brian and my dad the other day. I was like, even if it only makes, you know, like a 1 or a 2 or a 3% difference, that over, you know, the course of 10 years, that's a big deal. So
yeah,
it's been cool for like the mentality in that regard too. You know, it's been like one of those, you know, like, okay, well, we got this going. We got to do it, work even harder now kind of deal. So it's been fun.
Hey, I was going to ask you, is it a private gym, like just for Labrada people, or is it open to the public?
So no, it is closed to the public. It's a private facility. And basically it is for the employees of Labrada and then the athletes of Labrada and then, you know, friends of the company pretty much. So
yeah.
You got to know somebody to train there pretty much.
Yeah, that's cool. That's kind of what we're doing. Let me ask you this. Was part of the most fun actually searching out and finding equipment?
Of course. I mean, anyone, and like if you're like we are, and like truly like your favorite part about bodybuilding isn't like the competing, it's the training and changing your body. You know, I feel like you're like a gear guy, if you will, you know, like you like the actual nuts and bolts machines of it, you know. It's just like anything, you know, like you get in the cars, like you become a car guy, you get into guns, you become like a gun guy, you get into training and you're a training guy, you like equipment. And so it was really cool to, you know, like be able to just go through and like hand select everything for sure.
Did you buy old stuff or is it all new? Any old like pieces that are like kind of
nice? So I got the old stuff that I wanted, if that makes sense. So I really wanted one of the old Cybex Smith machines. So we got that.
Love that.
Really wanted that 45 degree I carry in calf that you saw that you said you liked.
I love that
so we
too,
got that guy. And then, you know, outside of that, actually, you know, we just got a really cool piece. We just got the original Strive Preacher Curl delivered.
That's nice.
That's a cool, you know, older piece that's not at like every gym. So,
James, Evan Santapani kind of fell on my side of the argument with the chains, eh? Is that a bummer?
I didn't see that, did he?
You said you didn't like chains.
Yeah, I don't like chains. I think they're fucking shit.
Yeah, but Evan likes chains, so does that mean I win?
That's one thing. It's the one thing only thing I disagree with Evan on.
Nathan, what do you think? Do you like chain-driven stuff?
No, I'm not into chains. I mean, I like belts. Smoother.
Come on. I got a chain-driven Nautilus pullover.
It's all just for look.
That pullover was shit.
No, it's not. Are you kidding me?
If that pullover was good, I would have bought it before your ass, but it was shit. James,
you're just mad.
Right? Every time I buy machines, right? For our Texas saying, you asshole, I wanted that machine. Every machine, bro.
You've been getting in there first.
Too slow. It's too slow.
Really?
But okay. You didn't mind letting him have the fucking chain driven shit. You're like,
yeah, give him the chain. Give him the chain.
Well, shit. He didn't even fucking know about it. That's why I got it. Wait a minute.
I've used a few chain fees, man. I just don't like them.
Where are the
too much maintenance? Too much maintenance, don't you?
What do you mean? Why? What's with the maintenance? What do you mean?
It's like greasing it up all the time and shit. It's just too.
Yeah, but you got. But you got to remember, the facility is mine by myself, so it's not like there's going to be like 300 people using it.
My main complaint about chains is one that you won't have because of what you just said is that chains, whenever you have jackasses training in your gym and they use it too quick and they put slack in them and then they taunt again, it snaps them and bends them and they end up being shit real quick. I feel like it's the one that holds up least to people being jackasses to your equipment.
I agree. Like I said, I'm lucky that way. So
yeah, you are.
I'm looking for another piece here that I wanted to.
What pullover have you got, James, in your gym?
Brother, a shit one. Don't even know what it is.
but James doesn't even like pullover. Like he doesn't like the exercise.
I don't mind, but I don't find it as effective as a lot of people say.
I just cool down with it.
I work out with it to like more to kind of activate.
That's what I do with it. It's the start of my workout.
I don't find like we've got an all right one in our Mitcham gym, but again, it's not fucking anything fancy. I've never really used a pullover I really like. I used to use the Nautilus at MuscleWorks and I didn't even like it.
Yeah.
I didn't even like it.
I know Nathan's, you know, you're talking all this shit about you get machines first. I know you wanted this one.
Oh, is that the Nebula? Necrest.
That's just the Arsenal, though, isn't it? Version. It's similar. It's similar.
The Arsenal feels the same as that, doesn't it?
No. Blood, why are you showing people this page, man?
Oh, no, that's right. James. This one's better.
Shit, you're right. Sorry, come sorry, on, dude. I'll edit that part out. Don't worry.
I use that nickname.
Oh, damn it! Yeah, don't give people the plug.
Well, he showed the page. Edit that.
I'll chop that piece out. It's okay. I got all my equipment already. I'm good.
There's no fucking kidding.
Yeah. So, hey, everyone, Fuad's the reason that you can no longer find any rare pieces anywhere anymore.
I'm done. That's the last. Well, Nathan's fucking buying them too.
I'm on them every day. I just bought, what did I buy today? Today I bought a low row, Nautilus low row. Beautiful machine.
Oh, so yeah, James hates Nautilus too, by the way.
No, yeah. I hate change rooms, Nautilus.
No, but you said you thought the Nautilus line altogether wasn't that good.
Some is okay, but
you did too, Nathan. You guys said that last week.
Yeah, some's okay, but some's good.
You know, sometimes I think you just guys like to fuck with me. So like whatever I say, you're gonna say the opposite.
What's the price?
I think that plate loaded Nautilus pull down, like the bilateral one.
I got that.
One of the better pull downs around for sure.
Yeah.
I used that.
That's the one
and the low row, straight row.
Yeah, I like how they articulate. I want the low row. We have the lat pulled down.
Ben's got it. In my 40, isn't he? The pull down and the row.
It's the replica though, isn't it? The replica JP's on it.
I don't know.
I think it is.
Not sure.
Beautiful piece though. Beautiful.
Oh yeah, because Gymshop's just started doing replicas, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're any good.
This one.
Yeah, that's it.
I got these two pieces, yeah.
When?
I bought them from California 2 weeks ago. So I got the Nautilus pulled down and the Nautilus row, this row here.
It's pretty and all black.
Yeah, he had them powder coated.
Who off?
It's super pretty.
Who off?
Send the link.
I bought all his shit. He had everything powder coated black, so I bought like 10 pieces off him.
Good price?
Oh, that's legit. That's nice.
You know what? I got good price, but the problem is the shipping from California is just fucking crazy.
I've been trying to get these from like New York. New York's cheap as a ship.
Yeah, well, shipping for these 10 pieces, it's like $5,000. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. It's a lot of money, man, for fucking just shipping. But I think, you know, it is 10 pieces. So I think the average is usually like $300 to $500 a piece.
Well, even for us, that's cheap because over here, that machine over there is probably like what? In dollars, like $4,500 for us anyway. So,
just to buy the machine, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I've been buying in the US. I've been getting a shitload of machines in the US. Bringing it over on a container.
What's it cost to ship it to the UK from the US?
Depending where it is. If it's New York or California, New York, you're paying like what? For a container full, 8,000, 9,000.
How many machines do you fit in a container?
You can get 10, 11.
Depends on the machines, obviously.
Yeah, 10, 11. So, you know, we're still saving a few. You're not saving a lot, but you're saving some. I mean, obviously, the piece you can hand pick on yourself, you know? But then you have to take into fact getting sprayed in your color. So, some people, it's not worth it, but for me, I'm always doing it into machines, getting unique pieces. It's worth it, you know?
Do you guys care, Hunter and Nathan, do you guys care if your pieces... I mean, Nathan, your gym's open to the public, so you probably do, but Hunter, do you care if all your pieces match? Like, do they all have to be painted the same color and same seats and all that?
So I absolutely care about that. That being said, we wanted to get in everything in there ASAP so I could train for the shows this year on it. So, you know, that being said, I have, you know, started looking into being able to get everything coated, you know, after I get done, you know, with the season this year, whenever there could be like a little bit of downtime. It's not a big deal, you know, piece two, three are down for, you know, a couple of days at a time. So I'm all about shit matching. I think it completely changes the vibe of a place, you know, from it looking like hodgepodgey to very, you know, training facility esque. I think it makes the difference. But
I thought I didn't care because I saw like the Rocks gym, right? So I saw like an overview of the Rocks, like home gym, whatever you want to call it. Iron Paradise. And none of the stuff matches. It's all like different. You know, he's got some prime pieces. He got some white stuff, some black stuff, you know, green seats, fucking black seats. And I'm like, oh, that's all right. You know, it's like, it's a hardcore gym. It's his own little personal thing. Who cares? But then when I saw this guy got all his stuff powder coated black, I'm like, that looks pretty sweet too.
Yeah. So
I think I'm going to do something like you're doing, Hunter, where I'm going to bring it all in just so I can use it. And then like, as time passes, I'll probably just get them sprayed, you know, one by one kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's different piece to piece because, you know, like, it's a lot, you know, like, for, like, a rack or, you know, something like that, it's very easy, you know, pull it apart, sandblast it, and powder coat it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pieces, especially, like, the older ones, you know, they're, you know, have bearings pressed in, they have rivets, this, that, and another, and it's one of those things you can't necessarily powder coat it because you can't put it in the oven, so you have to end up getting them, you know, blasted and just painted. So this is one of those things to take some time for sure, and I wanted to use everything as soon as possible.
So you got Chicago coming up in how long?
5 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah, you look like you're almost fucking ready.
We're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. I'd say it's pretty much off me, except my kidney and my ass, which is, you know, pretty normal. The last place to go for pretty much everyone. But I'm excited, man. Yeah, everything's coming together really, really well.
Are you using the same coach for this show?
No, actually. After the Olympia, you know, parted ways with Andrew and Brian, and I've been doing all my own stuff since then, my training partner and I. So,
is that weird? Having like your friend and training partner as your coach?
You know, not at all. You know, it's definitely one of those things, you know, it's definitely a back and forth, you know, give and take. You know, at the end of the day, whenever I started doing this and I started working, you know, because I worked with a couple people now, it was never, you know, I want to be coached. And definitely it was, you know, I want to learn my body. I want to learn my peak and I want to be able to do it for myself, you know, relatively. So, you know, not have to rely on someone, you know, like be traveling with me or, you know, you know, like a coach not be able to make it to a show. I had that happen in Tampa and it was a source of stress for me, you know, because of COVID and everything. And, you know, so it was never the goal to be coached for my entire career. So, you know, I feel like we've gotten, you know, relatively close in the past. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm not going to say I know best, but, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like I know my body better than anybody and how it responds to things. So, you know, that in conjunction with someone that's seen me literally pretty much every day for 5 years now, and I feel like has a good head on his shoulders, I feel like we're able to make some pretty, you know, good calls for me personally. You know, I'm not going to say that I'm like the best coach in the world for whoever. I'll do a damn good job for you. But, you know, for me specifically, I feel like I have a very good handle on me. So, yeah, we're doing my own stuff.
James, I know you're big on the coach mentor, kind of mentor aspect. Could you ever be coached by like one of your friends? Not that Patrick's not a friend, but I mean, he's a mentor first, right?
So I'm kind of down for anything, to be fair. I'm kind of a hunter. Like I do eventually one day want to be able to just know myself. You know, anyone I've ever worked with is to ultimately extract knowledge. And it's to learn ways that eventually you have enough information, enough kind of fucking data to be able to run your own shit. But I don't know, because I've been that person. I've been the opposite. Like my training partner, I've prepped. So I don't know, there must be a comfort in it, knowing that you're seeing each other every day, going to the gym, having a laugh in between. Like it depends if you're like a really serious person or not. If you can kind of have a joke and a laugh and still prep well, and it's probably a nice scenario. I think I'm a little bit serious. I need someone to like sort of crack the whip a little bit and say, look, it's showtime. Whereas I think my friends, if I was working with them, are probably a little bit too relaxed. I probably haven't got a friend who's similar to Hunter's. If I did have, maybe I would.
Nathan, what about you, man? Do you feel like coach is important for you or not important for you or just?
I think coaching is important in a certain extent. But, you know, the coach can only do so much because you've got to do all the work yourself. You know what I mean? And to say I'm pro, a coach myself, basically, obviously, you know, the last week, my head goes, just fucks off. And if someone could, if I could do on my own diet, but then, you know, the last week, if someone could take the reins, that would be ideal for me. And like James was there to extract knowledge, to learn myself and to learn others, like, you know, coach my friends, people online and stuff. Mm-hmm. But also I think, with me, a coach keeps me in check. Otherwise, I've got someone to basically answer to. You know, if I had no one to answer to, I'd probably be on the piss or just eating too much shit. You know, and because I know I can get away with a certain amount of stuff, I'd be like, oh fuck it. You know, it's 4 weeks out. I'll go and eat this curry because I know I could do it.
Yeah.
But to worry about a coach, no, you can't. You know, you got someone to answer to, really.
So I got
accountability, isn't it?
So I got a couple thoughts about it. One, I like having the mentor. I like having the mentor athlete relationship. Like I have trouble listening to somebody if they're like a buddy of mine. Like their word is not to me. It's like,
It doesn't hold a value. It doesn't hold that level.
Yeah, it's different. Like, I mean, look, I have Paul as a training partner. Paul's been in bodybuilding for 30 years, so he knows what he's looking at. He's a pro judge. So he can tell me if I'm fat or skinny or ripped or whatever, right? And I value that as a second eye.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking for a coach, I need somebody to be like, I need to be able to look at them like they know way more than I do.
Yeah.
So that when they say, this is shit, do this, I'm like, okay, that guy must be right. You know what I mean?
It's because you have to trust them, because there's going to be certain points of your prep where you don't necessarily believe. Like, everyone goes through prep and their coach will say something at some point. Sometimes they're not sure, they're like, oh. But that's where you have to just have blind faith sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you can get that, then usually you come out your best you've ever been. But sometimes they fuck you over as well. We've had coaches in the past that have done it all wrong, you know. but you don't know unless you fucking try. So it's hard to get to the point where you truly trust someone 100%. But when you do, it's a great feeling.
But that's the thing with Hunter too. You probably trust Brian. He's been with you for so long that you trust his words. If he says to do, like, does he actually give you your diet, or do you write your diet and then show him and get his opinion?
Well, we literally will do it together. So we'll show up before we train, and we'll literally be in the kitchen at Labrada. We'll make cream or ice, you know, we'll look at the check-in video from the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell him how I'm feeling, and, you know, we'll kind of, you know, go from there. At this point, you know, like I said, with how much we both, you know, like, know me at this point, you know, there's certain, you know, tells in my physique, you know, whenever it goes really flat, you know, this happens, and whenever that happens, we need to do this. But, you know, it's like, it really is, and, you know, I'll be the first one to say, you know, playing devil's advocate to what I'm saying, you know, liking to make my own calls. I do very well in a coaching relationship when the coach is someone that I want to work for. I think that's anyone that was an athlete when they were younger, you know, especially ones that excelled at sports. They want a coach. They want to, you know, excel, you know, for the coach. They want to make him look good. So I completely understand that, and I completely agree. And, you know, it's something that I do think would be good for me and that I would like. You know, that being said, there's no one in Houston that fits that bill, really.
Yeah.
And I feel like what the advantage that I gain from having, you know, the daily, you know, eyes on me between my dad and Brian, and then, you know, the ability to tweak and, you know, change stuff, you know, on the fly outweighs, you know, having like that mentoring, you know, relationship. It'd be really different if there was someone in Houston that I thought, you know, was, you know, that good, you know, that was like showing up and meeting me at the gym every day and, you know, looking at me and training with me and like something like that. Like, yeah, okay, let's talk about it. I might be interested in being coached, but, you know, but what I gain from, you know, doing the way that I'm doing it, you know, I like it in my current scenario. Okay, I feel like it's what works best for me. And I tell people at the end of the day, you know, getting ready for the shows, I'm absolutely of the opinion you do not need to be the one, like, looking at yourself, making your own calls in the final weeks. That being said, you know, I have good sets of eyes. I have sets of eyes that I trust. I have my dad. I have Brian. I have my girlfriend, Liv. She's got a great eye. She's a great coach. And then don't laugh, but I've got my mother too. You're going to laugh at that one. But
my mom likes my physique.
Dude, no, but, you know, really.
No, no, I get it, because she saw your dad go through.
She was the one that got my dad ready for all of his shows, you know, like all the years. She got a very good eye for bodybuilding. It's fun to sit at shows and listen to her, you know, just pick through people. So
yeah.
I feel like I have a great set of eyes for that final, you know, couple of weeks. And then I feel like I've gotten, you know, the getting relatively fat-free part down pretty well for my body. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's any indication, I feel like we could all agree that I'm decently ahead, or at least on track for my show right now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, my baseline diet right now is like 500 grams of carbs. I post it every single week. You can go look. You know, this time last year from Tampa, I was, you know, my low days were like 200. And, you know, my baseline was, you know, like 300, 350. So,
yeah,
you know, eating considerably more food and in just as good, if not better, of a spot. So I feel like it's a good thing to be doing my own checks, at least at this point.
Yeah. Can I just, off topic, can I just say my goal in life is to one day have my wife bring me a bowl of food while I'm working? Fucking James, just plates just arrive.
I found a fucking good one, didn't I? I did find a good one. There's no denying that.
Yeah, no, that's a nice little perk. Noah, so who's competing in Chicago now? Who are you looking at, Hunter?
You know, truthfully, normally I'm one of those it doesn't really matter kind of people, but especially I feel like with the climate and the guys that are left right now, it's like especially one of those things he's got to kind of be like this about. Mm-hmm. You know, for all I know, no one could show up. And for all I know, you know, Rolly could show up and, you know, Sergio could get wild hair and actually do it. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things you don't know who's going to show up. There's so many good guys left that are unqualified. You know, it's not really one of those things that I'm thinking about, you know, like, oh, I'm worried about this guy. I'm worried about that guy because I don't know who the hell is going to show up. Mm-hmm. You know, really and truly, we don't. I'm just worried about showing up at my best. And I know that's a cheesy answer, but you know, with the way things are right now, with how many good guys are left, I really feel like that's the only thing you can do is focus on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Last question for Hunter before we move on to some questions that came in. How do you like the Cadillac? Because I'm still debating the Cadillac or the truck. So for those of you who don't know, I have a lifted, okay. I have a lifted F-250. Hunter had a lifted F-250. Hunter dumped the truck and got a Cadillac Escalade, which is something I've been looking at. So tell me, do you regret it yet or not?
I do not regret it at all. So it's so much nicer driving around. Like the ride quality is so much like better. The interior, the technology is incredible. You know, this year, I feel like in the past, I feel like they'd always made them to like be class leaders of, you know, like the Chevy Tahoe,
yeah,
Yukon Denali, like that kind of category. They made them to be class leaders of that. I feel like the new body style this year, they made them to be, you know, direct competitors with the Audis and Mercedes,
yeah,
and, you know, the Jags and stuff. So as far as, you know, like the niceness of it, like it's truly incredible. And then, you know, as far as the practicality of the SUV, you being a bigger guy, I know your ass doesn't like getting in and out of that truck all the time. I know it gets annoying. Mine, you know, I did mine like the last couple weeks of the Olympia prep, and it was to the point, I know it sounds so stupid, but it was like one of those like would stop and look at the door for 2 seconds before hopping up in there after cardio in the morning kind of deals. So between that and then, you know, the fact that, you know, if you have a big lifted truck, the bed's so high, it's not usable. So, okay, you know, you don't use the bed. And if you're anything like I am, you got a bunch of supplements in your gym shit. So in the back, that 60-40 bench is folded up.
Yeah.
You got all your gym shit in the back. Yeah. And then I've got my little girl. So that last remaining seat in the back's got her car seat in there. So I essentially have like a 2-seat truck.
Yeah.
With the Escalade, you know, I fold the third row and it's like you got just as much room almost as the bed of a truck, but it's all covered. It's all safe. No one's going to steal your shit. It's easy to get to. So
all right,
it's a lot more practical for me.
You talked me into it. Nathan, I think your eye is getting worse as we sit here.
See,
I notice.
It's not. He's falling asleep.
Your eyes like closing. It's like this one eye.
He's getting tired. He's just like.
All right. Let's do some questions. All right.
It happens, man. I do it all the time.
Hollingshed, what is your favorite back exercise for thickness? I said hauling shed. I can't stop saying it.
I need you to sort out.
All right, I'm sorry. That's how you got your nickname. It's all right.
Yeah, but it's you know, listen, this is a serious podcast with like professional
people. Serious.
Yeah, so you need to address
this. This is a serious podcast. Bollocks is in the title, but it's totally serious.
You address me by my surname and call me sir.
Mr. Hollingshead, what is your favorite back exercise for thickness?
It's got to be a barbell row, to be fair, mate. It's just got to be a barbell row. I can't really think. It's loads, but barbell row is the one, isn't it?
Nathan? Yeah, T-bar row, man.
Hunter, what are you saying?
Man.
I know you like some different shit.
I'm going to say something like a chest-supported row. I like dumbbells more than barbells just because I can keep my shit more aligned. Barbell rows, if I run them into the dirt for like months on end, like I like to do with my exercises, it starts getting my elbows pretty bad because I can't stay lined up. So I've been rowing dumbbells a lot and I've been able to get pretty heavy with those. And I feel like it lines up better for me at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a T-bar guy.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, it's one question, but our answers are all different.
Yeah. I've always thought T-bars got the most thickness of my back out of T-bars. But lately I have been doing the supported, like the reverse incline barbell.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbbell rows, and I can't go as heavy, but the contraction's fucking crazy.
I'm
one of those guys, man. It's no secret that I've struggled with my back development, and I feel like ever since I started doing things, you know, like those dumbbell rows and paying attention to not you know, because I got to the point where I was really good at with strict four moving weight from point A to point B, but my back wasn't growing, you know. Yeah. So I had to change the exercise. And I feel like, you know, changing the exercises and, you know, really picking ones that I'm able to keep the load up. Because, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, just squeeze and get a good contraction. No, fuck that. Like, you have to have load still. But, you know, being more smart about how I apply the load, I feel like it's made a big difference.
To the guys with spouses, which is all of us, who is the celebrity you would leave them for? Is there somebody you kind of already have in mind that your wife is like, give you a pass, or girlfriend?
I've done it. I said it a lot. I can't think it is. I always say it.
What, you can't remember now?
No, fuck. I'm under pressure. I've always said there's some certain women come on telly and I'm like, I'd definitely leave you for her. I've done it. I've said it a lot.
You've said it to her.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's not gonna happen, so don't worry.
Does she get offended?
No, and I always say to her, I'm always like, yeah, but you can, you know, if this geezer came, you could go and fuck him.
And then you balance it out.
Yeah, exactly. So, but she never names someone she finds attractive. She's like, oh, I don't know. She gets all shy and doesn't want to say.
Your wife, your girlfriend has never said to you, like, that would be the guy I'd take the hall pass.
No, she never
Nathan?
Does. While he's thinking about it.
I'll leave mine for J-Lo or someone.
J-Lo?
I knew you were going to say J-Lo. I was sitting there. And I was like, I was going to say J-Lo.
Is there a reverse? Like, is there one that your wife is like, you give her a hall pass or no?
I can't miss out on Bedroom Secrets, bro. To doing role play. You know what I mean? Just call me Tom Hanks. Just call me Tom Hanks. The Black Tom.
Hunter? Have you guys talked about that or no?
Man, no, we haven't talked about it. I will put her on the spot, though, and I'll say that I know Liv's would be Rami, as funny as that sounds.
Rami? That's her go-to?
Yeah, no, and it's a total fucking joke, and it's so funny at this point, because, like, it was before Liv and I had ever met. Like, he was a big Rami fan. Like, loved Rami, like, think he's fucking freaky. Like, you haven't talked with Liv yet, but, you know, like, she trains hard, loves freaky shit, and obviously Rami's as freaky as it gets. Yeah. So, you know, fast forward, we met, and it's funny, because we're peers, competitors now. Obviously, he's Mr. Olympia, but it's so funny, because she's always fucking with me about it still. So, let's put her on the spot about that one. Yeah.
That's funny. My wife said Victor Martinez before we met.
Tennis. Yeah, I remember
before we met.
Victor's good looking, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He looks like a Dominican boss, bro.
Yeah. I feel like Victor's looked the same glowing for like 30 years, too.
Yeah.
He looks great now.
My hall pass was Oprah.
Oprah?
I want to bang Oprah.
What the fuck, bro?
You want the money and the power.
I want the money and the power. I want everything. I'm thinking long term. Okay, wait. Actually, before I move on from this question, I have to. This girl asked me. Let me see. I'm going to give a shout out to Brandon Chapman for Father's Day. He's a huge fan of the show. So I just want to give a shout out to Brandon Chapman. Thank you for being a fan of the show, man. Anybody want to say anything to Brandon?
What up, Brandon, buddy? Thank you for watching the show. I know it's better because I'm on it now, but don't worry about it. I'll be a regular.
I fucking knew that was coming. At some point, I knew it was coming.
Is he a dad himself? Is that why he's got the...
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, there's an alarm going off. I thought I heard.
What's going on? Is there a fire?
Yeah, fire alarm. Okay, never mind. We're good.
It might be just a test.
Yeah.
So is he a dad? I'm
about to be like, damn, yeah. Destination Dallas is about to clear out. I'm at the gym right now.
Yeah, he's at. That's actually a nice gym, too. I've been there.
Yeah, no, it's a cool gym for sure. Yeah. For sure.
For all the cast members, how big do you have to be? Wait, James, you're asking if he's a dad. He's a dad, yes.
Yeah. So I was just going to say Happy Father's Day.
All right.
Because I was wondering why you're shouting him out.
For all cast members, how big do you have to be before you start wearing oversized t-shirts? Yeah, can a little guy wear an oversized t-shirt? It just looks like he's hanging off him at that point.
No, they annoy me.
Like, you know, the oversized stuff?
It annoys me when we do that.
Do you guys like oversized clothing, Hunter? Your shirts aren't oversized.
Dude, it's funny you said that because the other day I was wearing like a I feel like most normal t-shirt cuts that most companies print on these days, there's no such thing as an oversized t-shirt for people our size anymore unless they print them in like a 5X.
Well, Gasp has that one that's like...
Yeah, like the actual oversized t-shirt. It's like meant to fit people. But like all like the normal like Bella and Canvas and American Apparel and shit like that. Like three and four. This is a 3X and it's like gotten to me. So
this is a
3X. You know, I like wearing big clothes, but I feel like it's getting farther and fewer between the t-shirts fit big unless it's like, you know, like Gasp's oversized tee or Trained by JP's, you know, oversized shit. Like it's advertised as oversized. So big t-shirts, but not many t-shirts fit big anymore.
Yeah.
That's why that being said, whenever I was smaller, I definitely wore bigger t-shirts. I liked it. It made me feel bigger, as funny as that sounds. And I wanted to grow into them.
But I think that oversized stuff now still does fit oversized for us. You just have to find a specific one. Like Gasp's oversized tee is big enough, no? Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I don't buy Gasp. Too expensive.
I'm gonna have to get you a sponsorship, Nathan.
I'm tight, bro. Fuck that. I ain't paying $80 for t-shirts. Wanna send me it, I'll wear it.
But it's worth it. Listen, this is not because I'm sponsored by them, and Hunter's sponsored by them also. But it's honestly worth it. Like I've had my Gasp shit that they sent me like 5 years ago. I still have it.
Dude, I was gonna say I haven't used my allowance in like 2 years, but I still have
neither have I.
Shit I got like 2 years ago. And it's like I just don't want more because I don't want it in my closet.
Yeah,
and like everything still looks fine.
What's that, Nathan?
I have a gas belt. I've had that for what now? What, 14 years? Not a big thick gas belt.
Yeah.
Man, I got given that on my 21st birthday. So I still got that.
Yeah, there's stuff lasts really well. It is expensive. I'm not gonna try and say it's not, but it does fucking last like
it is very good
quality. Yeah, and then they always do like sales and shit, and then all the athletes have codes and stuff. So they
James, do you like oversized stuff?
Yeah, I'm wearing some fucking loose shit now.
Yeah, but you just cut it.
That's a big cut.
This top was fucking massive. It was a big top anyway.
You say that tablecloth was massive before you sewed it together?
Cut a hole in it, top of it.
I can't wear. I don't like sleeves. I don't like necks.
Yeah,
I need a bit of fucking boob out and a bit of arm out. Otherwise, I'm not happy. But I can't wear. I haven't got shoulders like Nathan, so I can't have my fucking shoulders up.
This is gonna get us in trouble, probably. But thoughts on threesomes? Take it to another level. How would you feel if your wives suggested this one day? What would your reactions be?
James, go first.
I'd probably love one.
If she says, "I want to bring a guy home," is that okay?
No.
That's always been my mental process with this question. Because I get asked, and instantly in my head, I'm like, "Yeah, that might be cool," but on the flip side of it, I would absolutely never in a million years be cool with it.
If it's a guy, then wait a minute.
I don't want anything to do with it either way because I don't want to be in the situation.
Not another guy. But if it's another woman, man, fucking hell, yeah, come on.
Yeah, so,
fuck you, fucking hell.
I don't want no dick on dick.
Yeah, none of that. No sword fighting around here.
So. What if she said, James, we can do a woman. We can do me, you, and another woman whenever you want.
Yeah.
But we got to do as many times as you want. But we got to do a guy. We got to do a guy first.
Have I got to smash him in?
I got to do a guy first one time. And then you can do a girl as many times as possible.
As long as that fucker ain't bumming me, son.
No one said the guy's touching you.
I thought someone's got to do someone out of the boys. I was like, I'm not going to be the bitch.
No, the guys doesn't have to touch you for it to be a threesome with a guy.
I would actually, do you know what? I'd rather fucking smash a man up the arse than smash my bird.
What?
Yeah. I would rather him not touch my woman. That's my wife. Yeah. I'd rather smash his ass in to prevent him touching my bird.
Yeah, but what if but that's not how it works. What if he's like
Maybe it is.
You're smashing his ass and then he's smashing their ass.
He's smashing my ass. It's a centipede. The centipede.
The proper savior would be, would you let him smash you instead of him smashing her?
I'm putting a cigar cutter in my arsehole before it happens. He loses his cup, mate. He'll lose his cup.
I put a cigar cutter in my ass.
I would literally do that, mate. He's not going home with his penis.
All right. So James is out on the threesome.
I'm out on the threesome. It didn't go the way I wanted.
Completely out on the threesome. Nathan, what do you think?
If it was a side chick, I wouldn't be asked. Yeah, man. It was not my wife, though.
Yeah, not wife. It's a side chick, okay.
So if your wife says, I want to bring a girl home, you're like, fuck no.
Yeah, if it's a girl, I'd say yeah, obviously. But I'd say, you know, if it's a dude, like, not my thing, you know, not my thing.
What if it's the same scenario I gave James? What if she says, we can do a girl whenever you want, however many times you want, but there's got to be one guy once first.
Fucked up, bro. I'll just go on Tinder, get a side chick, get a threesome.
Okay. Tinder swipe.
Hunter, I'm assuming, no. Hunter, your relationship's a little newer, right? How long you been together?
A little under a year, yeah.
So does that mean it's a little bit freer? Like, is a threesome still in the cards?
Freer.
That's what I'm just saying. It's not like... I just mean...
If anything, you're going to be more fucking butterfly period, more on each other. Like,
No, because I think, like, in the beginning, there's more experimentation going on. There's, like, maybe some things you want to try.
Yeah, but not with someone else.
No, like, with your girl and that someone else, right? But if it's, like, 10 years in, you're kind of like, you know where you're at, right? You're
no,
like,
10 years in, you need to spice up so you get the other geezer in.
Yeah, that's also a thought process, too, yeah. Okay, well, let me rephrase the question. Let's just give you the straight question. Is a threesome ever in the cards?
Yeah.
No, for me.
No? Girl or guy? You're like, I'm out.
No, yeah, I'm out. Just because, like I said, it's I don't want to be in the situation with the guy. And then, like, it's, I don't know.
Hunter,
I'm really fucking weird.
Well, Hunter, think, right? Your missus just sitting on your sausage, and then this lovely chick just sitting on your face. Like, aww, that, mind, isn't it? Stroking the tits. Oh,
bro. Is that how you want it? That's not what I would think.
Yeah. Someone just sucking me sausage and just riding my face and just squirting all over my face. Fuck that, yeah. And then just, yeah. Riding my face, fingering the arsehole. Oh, it's lovely.
Okay. Now you've opened the fucking...
See, now account. I'm talking, James. Look, now you're liking it. Now you're liking it, see?
James is like, maybe. Let me rethink my position. Yeah, I'm out of this one completely. There's no way... Yeah, my wife's not going for that, so I'm just gonna pass on this one. We already did that. Let's see, most weight gained post show. What's the most weight you gained post show, Nathan? You like to eat?
About 40 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think 48. I think I gained 48 pounds in 1 week after my very first show.
Yeah, I think I've done like 3 or 4 days. I was fucked though. My back was in agony. I touched my skin, had holes in it. But yeah, to be honest, I didn't even eat that much. It was like, you know, a lot of Indian food, kebabs and stuff. And it was, I looked good in the gym, but I was in pain.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's the hidden oils in those sauces. Like,
yeah, I was fucked, James. It was after the one, my first British.
Yeah,
I
was yeah. We've all done that fucking nasty. When I was younger and competing, I did that every single time. Every single time. My kidneys must have been bits.
Remember the sweet bag? The sweet bag used to bring to the shows, the sweet bag?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to have a bag, right? Like, it was a gas bag, actually, as well.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was a gas bag. Must have got
I know exactly what you're going to say.
I was just full of chocolate bars.
Yeah.
I used to go backstage and just eat it.
Bang.
I usually had one. It was in my hotel room. So when I would get done a night show, I get back to the hotel room, I'd have this fucking massive bag of just all different types of desserts. Hunter, what's the most you put on after a show?
Dude, I'm gonna be honest with you.
You seem like you're a little more strict.
So I say this every time, and I'm completely transparent about it every time, because people are like, oh my god, you must be so disciplined, blah blah blah, post show. No, I literally eat everything that's not nailed down to the floor. Like, okay, I'm talking, I'll eat 3 or 4 meals a day out, and I'll get 2 entrees at every single one of them from the restaurants for like 2 weeks. And then, like, this is the part that, like, this is why people think I'm, like, disciplined, but I won't go up more than like 8 to 10 pounds over my show day weight, like, ever. Like, and
so your body just soaks it up.
It just soaks it up.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You know, I just noticed that you said, though, that's different. I noticed the shows, because I usually pig out after every show, right?
Yeah. But
some shows, like, as I got older into my career, my post-show binges would be more real food, like actual food instead of just desserts and fucking ice cream and dog shit, right?
Yeah, so, I've never been like a huge sweets person. Like after every show, it's always been like I just want to like inhale like, you know, like a burger and like half of a pizza, and then have like a couple bites of something sweet, and then like good. And then like I said, you know, like I'm not just like all day long being an asshole, but like I'll go eat six times a day, and you know, every time I eat, I'm eating a big ass meal. So
yeah, but I think that's the difference, is like you're eating the food you want to eat, but it's still kind of structured in a way.
And it's I would say that.
And it's actual food. It's not just like junk food.
For sure. Whereas, and then, you know, like I'll say the only thing that I'm paying attention to in that time is like each meal that I eat, I'm like, all right, was that like around at least 50 grams of protein, 100 grams of carbs? Okay, cool. And that's like the only thing that I'm thinking about. Cause you know, like a lot of times when you're eating like shittier food, you won't get nearly enough protein.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. I always get really good rebounds at the shows. So while I like enjoying the food, I like making sure I'm at least checking some boxes with the food.
Yeah. James, you seem like you could go either way. What do you like post show?
I've done, mate. Listen, like, even between Spain and the British, I had a whole week off, and I just say whatever the fuck. Like, I don't care if I get protein or not. Like, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's how I am.
I'm like carbs or protein sparing. Fuck it. I think it's like once I let it go, I let it go. Like, I'm bad. I'm like an obese fat fucking person. Like, I literally. You know, if I eat a square of chocolate in the morning, that day's a write-off. Everything after that's going to be a square of chocolate.
Yeah,
everything. Yeah, like, so it depends whether I start the day right or not. But after a show, I always pat myself on the back and I say, fuck it, I have something to eat. Like, I understand that your body can get away with quite a lot for a week, you know?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nine.
How's it going?
What's up, dude?
You're good? How old are you?
Seven.
What's your name?
Nathan,
look at that, Nathan. Why am I not shocked by that?
he's a good football player as well.
Is he?
Yeah, man, he's very good.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
How old's your daughter?
No one in now.
It's a family affair. How old's your daughter?
She's six.
I totally forget you have kids sometimes, man.
She's the worst, bro.
Man, I just turned six last Saturday. It's crazy.
Feels the worst, right?
How old is your, your son's a year older? I can't even picture you being a dad. It's funny. I forget you have a daughter too, Hunter. It's so fucking nuts.
Yeah, she just turned six last Saturday. It's crazy, man.
And Nathan, I can't picture you being a dad. You're like one of the kids.
King of the kids, bro. No, well, my daughter, she's the worst. My son, he's good.
Why is your daughter the worst?
She's just spiteful, dead sneaky. Pain in the ass. If you meet her when you come over for the expo, like, you'll know she's just my son's good. He's straightforward, but here, no, bro, she's sneaky.
She's spiteful and sneaky. All right, Hunter, is that how you talk about your daughter?
Sometimes depends on the mood I'm in. Depends on how she's acting.
All right, so we've done the towel thing. Actually, I should ask Hunter real quick. When you use your towel, your shower and use your towel to dry off, how many dryings do you use the towel for before you dump it in the laundry?
So I'm going to give a varying answer to this. If I do like a normal toweling off, I'll hang it up and use it like maybe two or three times. If for some reason, you know, like I get really aggressive with the ball drying or something, I'll put it in the dirty clothes after the
Why are you so complex? Who has different versions of drying off? You see, you dry off.
Honesty is the best policy, right?
So if you dry off and you dry off your balls really good one time and then you throw it in the wash.
Yeah, or like, you know, like, I don't know, something like if I accidentally popped a pimple in the shower and I got some blood on the towel or something.
Then you have to drop it. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes in the dirty clothes, but if it's like a normal, you know, normal dry off. Yeah, I'll hang it up and use it two or three times.
James, I forget what you said.
I didn't say I didn't know this question. I never got.
Oh, you didn't know this question? Okay, okay.
No, so, this was on this one the podcast, right?
I thought I must have asked you guys too. Okay, so yeah. if you take a shower, you dry off.
Yeah, I'm probably the same as Hunter. I'm like probably two. The only one. Listen, I would use it 100 times in a row. It's Yannick.
Oh, that's a week.
Yeah. Honestly, like,
oh, fuck you, Nathan.
I would use the same fucking towel until the end of days because I don't give a shit. But it's Yannicka that comes in there and it's like, that stinks. Let's put it in the fucking wash.
So wait a minute. So, if you didn't live with Yannicka and she wasn't doing your laundry,
I'd be using the same towel from 2015. honestly, it'd be rank. It'd be rancid. Because honestly,
Nathan, what did you say? Did you answer this or no?
No, I'm one time only, me.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
She goes mad. But think about it, right? She goes, oh, it's a towel. You have to get dry and you clean. But, you know, if you clean your feet with it and you clean your ass and your balls.
You don't clean your feet and your ass and your balls with a towel. You dry your feet and balls and ass. They're already clean from the shower.
You have to dry them, right? Because if you don't dry your feet, you get like athlete's foot and shit.
But they're already clean when you dry them.
Yeah, but skin comes off. Like if you dry between your toes, off sometimes a bit of skin might come off.
Yeah.
So then you should wash it.
Because imagine, right?
I love the way you say yeah.
imagine James, right? Like you clean, you be in the shower, you've cleaned, but then you go, you know, you obviously gotta dry your ass crack, and then the next time you put the ass crack towel in your face. You're putting shit in your face.
It's true. It's true.
Right?
And if you got an arsehole like mine, you're definitely in trouble.
Yeah. Shitting four times a day.
For sure, man.
For sure. I'm sorry.
It's true, though. It's true. I agree.
Every day.
Nathan, you fucking kill me, man. You're not putting shit in your face. You're dry.
No, but there might be a few particles, man.
Yeah, you might have left a little bit, like, or like, you know, you've got like a bit of shit that you know, actually haven't cleaned properly.
Listen.
I don't know. How do you shower? There's still shit left in your ass.
No, because obviously, you know, you might miss one part. You never know. You know, even though you clean it and you jettos it, you never know, bro. Things happen.
Yeah, and sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had this, but like, have you ever gone for a shit, yeah, and you're done kind of thing, but then when you wipe your ass, where you push your ass. It's that play, you know, like those Play-Doh things you used to push the Play-Doh out of?
Yeah, it still comes out, right?
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times. I thought I was done.
Even though I use wipes, I use like, what, 6-7 wipes every single time.
Every single time?
Even when I'm pushing the wipe up the ass, After like wipe number 7, I can still find.
Why are you putting the fucking wipe in your ass?
Because he's cleaning out the fucking.
You gotta clean your ass, right?
You're not he's supposed to put the thing. Fucking. You're not supposed to put your fingers in your fucking asshole.
It tickles, fart. It tickles. Especially if you've got an itchy vein. Have you ever had that? Fuck yeah, no, it's bad.
But yeah, especially if you piles it out, you want to just a little scratch.
That's what it is. If you've got a little bit of a pile or a vein that's a little bit swollen.
Yeah.
Give it a little rush. A little rush.
Well, I must be dirty as fuck because I'll use a towel like 7 times. Like the whole week, I'll use a towel.
But you have two towels, right? You have two towels, don't you?
Yeah, but I shower twice. So each towel gets...
Morning towel, afternoon towel.
Yeah, each towel gets 7 uses.
That's a lot of usage. I think that's too much usage.
I don't think it is. I just don't think it's a lot.
Is it not still wet when you go to use it?
No, because I have two towels. So I have one for my shower.
I know, but like that's like my like test too. Because like Liv hangs hers too, and like I'll get out of the shower and they'll both be wet like later in the day. Still,
no.
That's
but
when
like
they go in the dirty clothes too.
You've got a towel dryer, like a proper nice rack.
No. But I'm saying like if I shower in the morning, right, and I hang it up, by the next morning it's dry.
Yeah, what do you hang it on though? I'm asking you, do you hang it
just a towel, like a hook?
Like a hook, yeah.
Nah,
man, you need to put it on a towel dryer that we have, like on the wall, like a radiator.
No.
Dry it properly.
We don't have radiators where I am.
Me neither.
No? See, they got AC, we got radiators.
That's the difference.
It is 98 degrees outside right now. We got
radiators and we just throw the towel over that. It's dry in like 20 minutes.
All right. Okay, so now that we have that straight.
The question
is your loofah that you use in the shower. First of all, do you even use a loofah or do you just use like a bar of soap?
What's the loofah? That's the sponge.
The spongy thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Poof.
Do you use one, Hunter?
I do use a poof.
A poof. James, do you use one?
Only like pre-show. Normally I just use
bar of soap.
No, I just use my hands and shower gel and I just do my own shit.
Fuck, no wonder you got rid of your towel every fucking time. You're so dirty.
I'm a dirty cunt. I am dirty.
And Nathan, you use a loofah?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you change the loofah?
Every 3 weeks.
Okay, that's fair. Hunter, same.
When it starts getting like a little
messy.
You know, like
starts to fall, starts to fall apart.
Like small and almost don't work that well. And once you start using them, they work really well. then they start getting a little like too big and wonky.
Yeah,
and
once they start,
that's when it gets thrown away.
Can I just say something? Like, don't blame me for my lack of loofah, because it's actually because Yannicka thinks she thinks their spawns of bacteria and gets rid of everything after a fucking day. So anything that's been hanging around is wet. Yannicka throwing the fucking bin.
I don't actually think she's wrong, because
that's what she's like. She'll get rid of things, and then I'm like, where's my loofah? So that's why I don't have a loofah.
Like, I wouldn't care, but I actually don't technically think she's probably right, because you're like scraping all the dead skin off your body and then you're just hanging it up.
Yeah, maybe.
And Nathan's butthole's dirty, so he's fucking.
No, bro, I'll just give a good scratch with these good fingers. Keep my nails nice and short and a good scratch.
All right. Jesus Christ.
It resonates with me, that whole ass thing, because I had an itchy ass for a while because I had a vein that was a little bit, like, it weren't quite a pile, but it was obviously trying to get there. And the only thing that would relieve
me. No.
Yeah, the only thing that would relieve me was a little tickle.
But no, James, I've got a trick. No, I've been doing no best trick ever. Put the pile cream on your ass, right?
Yeah.
Take your missus tampon, the little towel.
A pad.
So you're wearing the pad for like around the house. Bro, it works.
You can see
bro, it works in 2 or 3 days.
Okay, can you stop?
Keep the cream on.
This is legit. No, the problem is this is legit.
Here, start over. What are you?
I gotta hear this again. Yeah.
Why are you putting a tampon in your ass?
Because it's got pile.
What's it called?
It's a Tampax. It's the sanitary towel.
Like a girl's pad, right?
Oh, the pad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fill it with your pile cream. Put it on your boxes and just walk around the house with it all the day. And it just keeps the rain or like some moisture gets smaller quicker, because if you're shitting a lot often, then the cream just goes away.
Oh, are you saying like if you have like the vein, like a hemorrhoid or something like
that?
Yeah,
like a pile, yeah.
Oh, that's why you're saying, okay, I was confused for a second there. I'm like, why is he doing that? And for
what?
I think smarter, bro.
I think Nathan's right. Just helped thousands of people. I think they're going to have...
Sponsor. A towel sponsor, bro.
You're going to get a lot of tags on Instagram of people when they've been shopping and there's fucking sanitary towels and fucking anal cream on the same fucking conveyor belt. They'll be like, cheers, Nathan.
Tagging us in it. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, cheers, Nathan, for the tips.
A lot of Amazon orders.
I'm going to quickly wee while you guys are.
All right. Let's see. What time is it? You got a little bit more time. What do you got to say to people who say bodybuilding is not a sport or is... Well, actually, let me just rephrase the question. Hunter, do you think bodybuilding is a sport or not a sport?
I think bodybuilding is a sport. That being said, I don't have that great of an argument to the people that use the arguments that it's not a sport.
Nathan, what do you think?
I think it's a sport, bro. I think it's one of the hardest sports out there, just basically based on what it takes to get to where we are. And it's a very undeprived, unappreciated, undervalued sport for the simple fact is that to be a bodybuilder, you have to live 24/7, right? To be a pro NFL player, you don't. You have to just work, practice. You know, our life revolves around food, sitting down, rest, like everyone else. But we have to consume a lot more calories, a lot more food. So we have to live it. You know, you can be a talented NFL player and achieve greatness, but you can be a talented bodybuilder and not achieve nothing because we haven't put the time to consume the food, the time to train around it. You know, and when you look at it, it has to be a sport because, for example, you have a supplement company, right, which we're sponsored by. Now, all these companies, all these local PTs, they all follow somebody, right?
Yeah.
And that person revolves down to the house. So if your PT is, you know, Joe Bloggs, he could follow me and then he could give his you know, Laura Jane, the supplement, use this Hostile brand. This is good. So it all filters down. So in that sense, yeah, it is a sport. And it should we're not treated as important as we should be, I think.
Before I give my opinion, James, what do you think?
I didn't get a question because I went to the toilet. So
yeah, I was just gonna ask you. So do you think bodybuilding is a sport or not a sport?
I suppose it is because the process of it is, you know, you're doing a sport, like you're an activity to get there. The stage might be able to say the final part of the stage is, I don't know. Yeah, I have to consider it a sport because it has to be given that respect.
Well,
I guess, see, that's my thing. Whenever I gave my answer, my caveated answer of I think it's a sport, but I don't have that great of an argument for why it isn't. Mm. You know, whenever people come back at you, whenever I go, no, it's absolutely a sport. You know, you have to. It requires more discipline and time. Like, to be a successful, to be one of the best in the world at bodybuilding versus one of the best at football, you know, it requires the same degree of genetic pedigree. It requires the same degree of everything. But, you know, one, you can do with very poor nutrition and, yeah, you know, okay training. Like, the facts of the matter, you know, there's tons of guys in the NFL that don't know how to eat worth a damn, and they're just very talented athletes. That does not exist, you know, in top 10 in the world bodybuilding. And, you know, but that being said, you know, when those guys play on Sunday, there is a winner and loser because Team X scored that amount of points, Team Y scored that amount of points. You know, with bodybuilding, you know, and you can say like gymnastics or figure skating, there's not a clear winner, but gymnastics or figure skating, you know, you have a routine with a set assigned point value and then your deduced points, you know, based off of how you perform that routine. For us as bodybuilders, it's completely subjective. So like for someone to say, you know, it's, you know, like a glorified pageant, it's hard to argue that the actual act of competing is not just a glorified pageant, and that is the actual bodybuilding, you know. But I feel like the sport is the lifestyle that goes into getting ready for that one day of, yeah, you know, what you could or could not argue is a sport. But, you know, like I said, if you're thinking about it, like what's the litmus test for being a sport? Like, is it hard? Does it require a lot of dedication? Yeah, I think it requires dedication.
I don't think
that's anything. Yeah.
I don't know if I think that's the definition, though. So I agree with everything.
Oh, you're going to fucking disagree now.
No. I actually agree with everything. Well, I'm going to kind of disagree. I agree with what Hunter said, which is this. I think bodybuilding is a discipline or a lifestyle. I think competitive bodybuilding is a pageant. I don't think it's a sport. And for the exact same reasons that Hunter just mentioned, it's all subjective. There's no actual point scoring system that you can win based on points. Like if you're boxing, you knock the person out, you win. If you go to the judge's decision, it's based on strikes. They, you know, they tabulate your how many strikes you landed. That's how you win.
Then wouldn't that be based on the judges then? So wouldn't that be based on the federation making it the sport and making the judges, you know, be more acceptable on their point scoring? So if the IFBB
You mean for IFBB or you mean for boxing?
For bodybuilding. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, if bodybuilding wanted to be taken more seriously, and I guess we do, right? Like we have mandatory poses that have to be done.
Yeah.
And you get, but there's no like, I guess, I don't know if there's a scoring system. It's more like, I like that guy's front double bicep better than
exactly. You know, like the reason I gave that gymnastics example is, you know, it's like, while it is subjective from the standpoint that it requires judges to be, you know, have integrity and to do their best to make the right calls, you know, at the end of the day, you still have like actual assigned point values for this maneuver, that maneuver, and this maneuver. Unlike in bodybuilding, it's not like we have a starting value of, you know, 10 points for our conditioning, and then we get thrown in a DEXA scan and we get those 10 points adjusted for our body fat, and then we get everything measured and we get, you know, adjusted off of our symmetry. Like it's hard to say like how there's an actual like starting value and then how you can make deductions off of that for bodybuilding. I completely agree that, you know, obviously integrity at the end of the day is absolutely needed, but it's hard if the integrity is present to still like, I guess, substantiate it to a way where it's actually scored like definitively.
Yeah. The scoring of it is, it's the actual scoring of it is subjective. There's no perfect front double bicep to work off of or perfect. You know what I mean? It's all like, what do the judges think about the five guys they're looking at? So I just don't know if it's, you can consider a sport, because basketball, football, hockey, soccer, whatever sport, there's like, you score points. That's what makes them sports.
So was it entertainment? I think it's
a muscle pageant. That's what I've always thought of bodybuilding.
And a pageant would come under entertainment, wouldn't it?
I guess, yeah. And that's when I think of competitive bodybuilding. But if you're talking about bodybuilding in general, like when people do bodybuilding, I consider that a discipline, like martial arts. You know, it's like a discipline or a lifestyle. It's you know what I mean? I don't consider it a sport necessarily. Because it's, I don't know, it's just...
No, I agree.
Nathan?
Yeah, I agree what you're saying there. Like, I've always thought myself, like, people say, oh, you have to knock the winner out, like Mr. Olympia, you have to knock him out, but then... Like you said, it is more of a pageant. But for us as athletes, then, you know, we are athletes, but how could we resolve that situation? That's probably, you know, how could we make it a sport? Because we made it a sport, I think it'd be a lot more presentable and a lot more entertaining.
But I want to make a flip side argument to, because I know somebody's probably going to say in the comment section. So Hunter, you said figure skating, for example, right? They judge figure skating.
Let's say,
I'm just going to take figure skating for a second. So they do, let's say they do like a triple axel or whatever fuck the movement's called. And they judge that person. Well, that will give him a 9.9 on that triple axel. That's still subjective though, no? They still, but I mean.
I guess, and this is where it comes down to, like, I'm going to be frank with you, and I don't know how gymnastics and figure skating is scored,
honestly.
My understanding was, you know, like, at least for gymnastics, so they have, like, a gymnast in the family, is that, you know, like, trick X has a starting value of, you know, like, let's use 10, for example.
So, you know, do it perfectly, this triple, it's 10.
Yeah. This triple backflip, if you land it perfectly, is this, and then, you know, in my understanding is that there's like set deductions for certain things happening. Under rotated, that's a 0.2 deduction. Didn't stick your landing, that's a 0.5 deduction. Like that kind of deal is my understanding.
Okay. So in bodybuilding, we can say, okay, let's score that front double bicep, but you're not really scoring the front double bicep. You're almost,
that's what I'm saying. It's
you're, that you're was scoring my... it. Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just trying to explain to myself and people. So you're kind of scoring it based on the other guys. You're not really scoring it based on one person's frontable bicep.
Yeah. It's almost like we should be deducting from an ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if there should be like a graph or an image of an ideal, and then basically no one would ever score 100% then. But you'd be close to, and a winner. They did in that Darcy sport, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They tried with that
one,
league.
The one that Dorian and that done. It was the one where they were fucking actually doing measurements of DEXA sort of CADs or whatever. But yes, if there was an ideal, then everyone, like the Mr. Olympia, would never score 100%, but he might score 9 out of 10 because he's had deductions or something.
The closest
the only ways, the only ways that I've ever been able to think about how to make it like a scorable sport, I feel like would rob it of most of what people love about it. Because to make it like a scorable sport, it would come down to measurements and symmetry and what your body fat level is. And you could be, you know, dick skin peeled and on a tape measure have incredible ratios, but, you know, visually not be as pleasing as a guy who's not, measurement wise as good as you. And, you know, at that point, you know, yes, we have, you know, gave it a scorable system, but then the best bodybuilder didn't win, you know?
Well,
so it's hard.
I think you're right about that, Hunter. I think if you took away the speculation of who you think is the best or who you think is your favorite or who you think, and you rob the sport of that speculation by adding numbers, it all of a sudden kind of becomes boring. Like, cause that's that league they tried, James, I forget what it was called, but
Super League.
That kind of seems boring to have somebody, okay, we're going to have this person step into a DEXA scan.
It was dull.
Everybody wait, let's get the number. Okay. That guy's more conditioned than the next guy. So he wins the conditioning round. It just kind of seems like it takes the passion out of it. What I mean,
like, yeah, some, at least those guys had the chance to do something athletic because they had to perform the lifts on the show. For us, we don't even do that. It'd be like nothing. It'd be like, you know, like get poked and prodded for the sake of science and then get handed a trophy.
I'm thinking about, what was that game? There was a game on TV, I don't know if it was on American or Canadian telly, we had it here, where there'd be a moving wall and it was the shape of a person. You'd have to make the shape to not be knocked down. Like, it'd move. Yeah, it's a moving wall, and it'd be like a shape of a person doing something like that, and it'd move quick, and the person would have to emulate the shape in order for the wall to pass them and then not to fall down.
We would do horrible at that.
Yeah, so there's that. But imagine what I'm trying to say from that is, like, if the perfect shape was on that, and everyone's on stage, and it knocks down everyone that's not the perfect shape. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to do a front double, and if you get knocked down, you lose that round.
Yeah.
Your shape's it. I don't know.
How do you know your stuff is real?
I still don't. I still don't have my shit for real.
You're still guessing.
I just fucking guess. I don't know.
You guys know?
I've never had anything tested in my life. I've never bothered with all that shit. I'm not that fussed.
I'll say, if I don't get results, I know it's fake. I find a break. What happens is, to me, is you're kind of a guinea pig for a minute. You maybe learn from friends, talk to people. They tell you a brand they think is reputable. You'll try that brand. If you get the results, then you stick with it. If you don't, then you got to try a different brand until you start seeing results. But usually it's somebody in the know has told you this is a reputable source. That is a reputable source. That's really it. Like,
I've always wondered what if, like, all of us, say, for example, all the gear we've ever taken has always been dud shit, and we've managed to get this good without.
We're all natural.
And we got our health intact. We retire at like 50 and we're all fucking healthy as fuck. That'd be the ideal scenario, wouldn't it?
Do you guys know who Brian Jones is?
No. He's a
classic physique competitor.
It's the black fellow, really good.
Yeah, I'm blown
away. They don't call him Brian Jones, do they? They call him something else.
Lord Jones.
Yes, that's what I thought.
He's got a crazy physique, so I just want to show you this, Nathan, since you don't know who he is.
He's good.
What do you think of that?
I'm this guy.
He's a big fella.
Great physique.
Damn.
So the question is, and I kind of know the answer already, but I just want to ask it anyway. How do you guys think he will do in relation to Chris Bumstead, since he's a classic guy? I know last year he was fifth.
Yeah, he's still top five.
Yeah, this was his first year at the Olympia.
He's better now, though, right? He's way better now.
I'm assuming he's going to be better with another year of training. Yeah,
he looks bigger now as well.
I am
like, that's a really good physique, man.
It's crazy. So I saw him compete in person. I believe it was the. Was it the Savannah show that he won to qualify?
Yeah, it could have been.
I want to say it was the Savannah show, and he has like one of like the crazier shapes I've ever seen in person.
Yeah.
But like that being said, the level of conditioning that Chris has is like on a completely different level than anything I've seen in that division. Like he was wild looking.
Yeah.
But that being said, that kind of shape, if he gets like truly like peeled like Chris got this year, that'd be dangerous looking.
So you think it's mostly a conditioning? I thought it was a back, to be honest. Like, because I know his back does not match the front. I got to find that back shot again. Where the fuck was it? Like, I mean, it looks great now. This is 14 weeks ago. I mean, I don't know what it looks like. This is better than the other shot, but his one on stage here. The back doesn't seem to be up to par with the legs. Like his legs look a lot bigger and thicker. I feel like his back could be a little bit better, but do you think it was conditioning, Hunter?
I just think that's what separated Chris from everyone else this year was one, his back, obviously, and then two, just the level of, you know, conditioning he had in that division. It was wild to me. You know, I'm always, you know, you got to think about who you're talking to. I'm an open bodybuilder, so I'm always going to err on the side of, you know, the nastiness and the conditioning.
The bodybuilding, yeah.
You know, the bodybuilding things. So that's my opinion at the end of the day. All of it is an opinion. You know, he looks absolutely sick, though, for sure. I would love to know if he has any weight left in his division.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? I'm shocked that he can even make the weight, like, when I look at this physique.
How tall is he?
I'm not sure. He's 229.
I think he's pretty tall.
It says he's 229 here. I think his cutoff is 240.
Yeah, he's tall then. He's tall then.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say in the next couple of years, he's battling it out with Chris. I just think his physique is awesome. Like, first time I saw it, I was like, this guy's...
Shoulder width's crazy.
It's just
even the width there.
The proportions are fucking crazy. Like, the way this muscle sits on a guy who's 230 pounds is insane. This guy doesn't.
I will say this about Classic in general. I really think that it's going to become a tall guy's division sooner than later.
Yeah.
Just because it's going to, you know, just with that weight cap, you know, you have, you know, two equally genetically gifted people, you know, the taller guy, your eye is just drawn to him. And some of those guys, you know, the taller guys are starting to look so aesthetic and so big, you know, it's hard for the smaller guys to stand next to him. I feel like
I kind of agree with you. It is more impressive. Like when you see Chris standing next to Terrence, you see the contrast between a tall guy with a great physique.
Yeah, and you know, like obviously like Terrence looks as sick as you can look by himself, but you know, like you put him next to Chris, who's taller, and you know, your eye is drawn to Chris because of the height difference, like immediately. And you know, once you sit there and you know, you take a step back and start looking at it like bodybuilding eyes again, you can go, you know, shot by shot, body part by body part, and really examine it. But you know, like if you just like or eyes closed and open your eyes up,
the initial,
eyes
the initial,
Chris yes. every time just off the height.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Because
this guy wants to be roasted. So I think we should take the opportunity since he asked.
Bet he's some freak.
Let's see. All right, Nathan. Do your best, buddy.
About to see what you really brought him on the hostel for, huh?
Just to roast people.
Resident roaster.
Can they be roasted?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
How old are you?
I don't know. I put a lot of pressure. I put a lot of pressure on you, Nathan.
No, but how old is he?
I don't know. He looks younger.
Mid-20s?
I don't know. Are we really roasting? Like, his legs are small. His fucking shoulders don't exist.
Legs are small. He's wide as fuck. No shoulders.
Whoa.
Gotta give that white shout out, bro, when you're used to it.
He's too fucking white.
He makes James look black. It's that white. Oh, go down. Bottom.
And he's on the beach, and he's still not fucking dead.
This one, yeah, with the curtain. Oh, yeah. Bag of dicks. Sorry, bro.
He's not that bad. He's a young guy. I'm having trouble roasting. He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
Got a little bit of gyno there. I'll take care of that.
Oh, yeah. Needs those A's, though, to see, you know, because he could be someone's in his fucking mid-30s. Then he's a bag of dicks.
It's
a young guy. He's better. He's better if he's a young guy.
Yeah, I think he looks like he's young. Hunter, anything?
I'm reading the captions because then I'll get to understand.
Yeah, I don't really have much negative to say.
Let me read this to you.
Read it, please.
You can fucking do it. I can do it. We all can do it. No matter what, set goals in life, even if it's something you think is unattainable. If you start working for it today, tomorrow you will be a day closer. Eventually, those days will add up. Trust me, it's true. What do you think, James? Is he motivational? James looks away.
No, listen. I always contemplate this, like the power of social media and how everyone has a voice and can be a fucking, you know, a fucking scion of purity and fucking progress, and we're all going to make it one day. But at the same time, you've got to like be realistic, and you've got to, I hope this guy's successful in some way in his life so that he has the clout behind him to say these things. Like, not in a disrespectful way, but you've got to have a bit of clout to be able to put the shit out there, like come through some adversity.
The actions need to match the words.
Yeah, like, because we can all say, and we can all give it, you know, we can all paint ourselves as something really nice and fucking tell the world it's okay and things are going to be better. But like, with no fucking substance behind it, it means jack shit. And that's the problem with social media, because a lot of it don't have no substance.
So when you're saying a guy who hasn't done anything says to you, brick by brick, it will all add up. You're like,
yeah, I'm like, where the fuck's the house then?
What is it adding it up to?
This is why I say if, because he might have a business that's really successful or something. If he has something that he's worked for hard for, come out the other side. Because a lot of people are soft and they're like, oh, just being alive and being happy is enough. Like, yeah, it kind of is, but like, that's okay. Just live in that existence then, but don't paint the picture of that like, you can have anything you want if you work for it, if you're someone that hasn't done that. That's kind of my two cents. And I'm not cussing this guy particularly. I'm just saying that's the general consensus.
No, in general, I know what you're saying.
Listen, like, we're all professionals here, yeah? And we've all been at the beginning of this fucking road. And if I was to write some of that shit like 15 years ago when I first started this, I'd be fucking embarrassed to myself.
Yeah, you get abused.
Yeah. But the thing is, people are fit where we are 15 years ago and saying that shit. And I'm like, there's got to be some like graft behind it, some time. And that's why like I always respect the older generation, because a lot of them have done what they, you know, laid out to do. And there's some experience behind them and some evidence of said experience. And then I can actually say, yeah, you know what? This guy's talking some fucking sense. When it's a fucking 20-year-old kid who's like, I'm going to be a pro next year. And then the next day he's posting like, to be great, this is what you have to do. I'm like, fuck off.
I love it, James. That was great. That's your best line, yeah?
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry, man.
I've seen it. There's a few cheesy little bodybuilders coming out of the UK who ain't done shit yet. And they got fucking like a million followers. And I'm like, what is this? Honestly, I'm not like, I want you to do well. I do want you to. I want everyone to get what they deserve in life. But at the same time, like, who the fuck are you brainwashing, man?
I think it's what you're trying to say is don't play a role that you're not in yet.
Yes.
Like you haven't
exactly that.
You haven't achieved anything. and you haven't been through any adversity, and you haven't been through, you haven't put in the time day after day after day for years on end.
Absolutely.
You can't say brick by brick you'll get there, because you haven't fucking laid the bricks yet yourself.
Absolutely. And listen, I every day I spend time connecting with people that have been through adversity and stuff, and I like that. But there are a few that you can see straight through that have nothing wrong with it, and they lie and they fabricate and they fucking pretend. I know people that have pretended to have tragedies happen to people in their family, and their family are healthy and fine, and they're avoiding tax and all sorts, and they're just chatting shit. And I think, you're just scummy fuckers. And there's a lot of that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just going to say it now. There's a lot of that. And they're the same fuckers that are like posting videos of themselves saying, this is how, like, this mindfulness, peace, prosperity, balance. And I'm like, you've got none of that, you fucking idiot.
Wait.
Like,
this one says thick filet.
And I'm, listen, again, this guy might be great, but
no, he's not, though. This is not thick filet. This is very small. This is okay, not thick filet.
You guys be, yeah, you say how it is.
No, I agree with what you're saying, James. I think everybody wants to be like, he's got a good transformation here. Obviously, you can see. Oof,
Did you go back to the bulking 24. Pictures? Well, he's got a good dog. I love good dog.
Like, he's made some decent changes in his body. That's great.
Yeah, of course.
But I miss
people being humble as well.
Yeah, I think you know what it is. This is how I see it. It's people like Andy Verzilla, for example, right? Andy Verzilla has got an awesome channel where he talks about motivation. He talks about all these different things and adversity and things he had to go through to be where he is. But if you know Andy's story, like, you know, having just starting from a supplement store to now owning a fucking multi-million-dollar supplement company, he has the credibility to say make those motivational speeches and say motivational things. And because he's fucking been through it all. It just seems very
It's 20 hour days, 4 hours sleep.
That's right. It's very disingenuous when you're talking about motivating people when you really haven't done anything yourself. And I think that's where James is getting a little heated. True?
James? Right there.
James? Did you cut out?
I am there. Sorry, I'm freezing a bit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It will sort out.
All right. Well, Matt, you just ruined the whole show, so go fuck yourself. No, no.
Thank you for being so average. There was nothing to actually roast. It was just a rabbit hole.
Thank you for being so fucking normal that we couldn't even say anything about you, but still trying to motivate the world and then pissing off James. Nobody can piss off James. You know how hard it is to piss off James? It's like, you succeeded, Matt. Good for you. All right.
Listen, we just had to highlight a few pointers there. You know?
No, but I like it when you, you know, I noticed one thing with James, when you get angry, it's very passionate what comes out of you. It's not like you're angry for the sake of being angry.
No, it's never, listen, everything's,
it's like shit that you've really fucking thought about.
Absolutely. I've chewed on this shit.
Okay. Last one and then we'll go. Be Mr. Olympia in this era or in Arnold's era. Remember, you know how Arnold turns out, right? But you don't know how it will turn out. I don't know what that means.
He's just saying, like, you know that Arnold's still alive now and okay. The future was promised for him.
This sounds like the premise for Terminator 9.
Let's do a different one. I don't want to be Mr. Olympia. That's another one. What the fuck? Okay, go back in time and beat Arnold at the Olympia, or go back in time and beat Dorian at the Olympia. Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah, Dorian for sure.
That's going to be a consensus.
Yeah.
You beat the shadow, mate. You beat the shadow. You're the fucking Don.
If you had to pick between muscularity, conditioning, tight waist, or structure, not sure if structure and waist are the same category. What would be your top priority in today's lineup? So muscularity, conditioning, tight waist, or I guess structure or tight waist, if those are the same thing. So what's your...
All of them.
All of the above.
All of the above. This is pro bodybuilding.
It's true, right? You can't really pick one. Like, it doesn't fucking...
No, this is pro bodybuilding. All the above.
Okay, if you had to pick like a 10-9-8, which one would be 10?
Muscularity.
Yeah, me too.
I'd say structure. I'm the biggest person. But yeah, I still kick your ass or what?
You're fucking big. He says he's not the biggest person.
My muscularity would have beat you had I been in condition. So I would pick muscularity a 10 and condition as a 9, and then it would beat your structure because your structure is an 8.
Yeah, you got me there.
Yeah, but that was like you were 20 pounds lighter at that time. How much did you weigh on stage in 2016? You must have been like 10 pounds lighter at least than now, maybe 15.
30 pound lighter, 20 pound lighter.
I'd
say structure. For me, I'd be structure, muscle mass, condition.
But like Hunter said, the structure that you picked, it's all of the above. It has to be.
Yeah,
because a structure without the muscularity wouldn't win, and the muscularity without the structure wouldn't win. So it's all fucking connected. All right, last one. Would you rather spend the day wearing wet socks or spend the day with a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth?
Wet socks.
No way. Are you serious? Yeah,
wet socks. I cannot do shit stuck in my teeth. Like if I got something stuck in my teeth at night, like if popcorn got stuck in my teeth when I'm watching a movie and I couldn't get that shit out, I would be hopping in my car and driving to CVS to get flossers. That shit is coming out that night.
But wet socks all day. That's like real
shit. They'll dry out eventually.
No, they're going to be wet the whole day.
Like what? Someone's walking around fucking like watering your feet all day? Like no, you stepped out in a puddle in the gym in the morning. No, dry out by lunchtime.
That's the game. The socks got to be wet all day or popcorn in your teeth.
Socks, man. Socks.
James, what are you saying?
I don't like wet socks. Because the only thing worse than wet socks is wet pants.
So you would take the popcorn in your teeth then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nathan?
Socks, bro, because my teeth are fake anyway, so it'd be even more annoying.
Why are your teeth fake?
Look at them. Smile.
Are those not real teeth?
No, I've got veneers.
They're pearly white, mate. What the fuck?
How much did that cost you? I want to get veneers.
Well, famous.
Oh no, don't tell him that. He's gonna go and do it now. Nathan, don't give him the link. Don't let him know.
Next week will be before
the podcast starts. Do you see anything different? And instead of a t-shirt, it's like these fucking teeth.
James, next week, make sure you put on your sunglass blue light glasses so when he smiles, you aren't blinded.
I have to get these ones out. I'll be like, fuck's sake, fuck.
Exactly.
Fucking hell.
Why don't you want me to have nice teeth, James? What the fuck?
I do, but you've got better things to spend your money on right now, mate. Fucking hell. Calm down. You're already spending too much on gym equipment.
I know. It's getting out of hand. All right. So
it's getting out of hand.
So wet socks, popcorn. All right. We'll finish off on an even note then. All right, guys. Hunter, it's been awesome having you on, man. You're the next one competing, so good luck at your show.
Good luck.
Appreciate you, man.
If we don't talk to you by then. And if we do get you on for a last minute, like a 15 minute before the show, that'd be great. But we'll discuss.
I am always, always down to do that. So we'll make it happen.
Okay, guys. Thanks, boys. Good talking to you.
Take care, buddy. God bless. Right, see you soon.
Bye. See you, James.
Bye-bye.
See you, Nathan.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.